Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey Geekscapists, welcome to a brand new Geekscape podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan London, and if this is your first Geekscape, strap yourselves in for some major pop culture talk. Movies, video games, comic books, TV. This actual episode is a special one that we recorded live at LA Comic Con 2023. I had a panel of Geekscape podcasters and friends come together to talk about their experiences this year at LA Comic Con 2023. It just wrapped up. And I'm bringing the live episode to you. I do not want to delay. I want to get right to it. But a big reminder that this coming week, if you are listening to this live, as soon as it hit the feed, we have our Big Brothers Big Sisters charity stream. That would be December 8th. It's happening all day on the Geekscape socials. That would be the YouTube, the Twitch, the Facebook. We are streaming live. Almost the entire network is involved, and we're raising money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. It's a huge event. And as for this podcast, you are listening to an audio-only episode because we recorded it. It's pre-recorded at a panel. That's going to kind of be the theme for this feed for a bit. You all are going to get two more panels from LA Comic Con in the coming week or two. We have our charity live stream. We're going to do a little Geekscape there. That'll be on this feed. And coming up in a few days, you're actually going to get a little special as well. Our good friend Christian Blatt sat down with the director of this brand new documentary all about the Star Wars Christmas special. His name's Jeremy Kuhn. He directed this Great Disturbance in the Force documentary about the Star Wars Holiday Special, the notorious Star Wars Holiday Special. And we're going to have that conversation here on this feed in a few days. So you're getting a ton of content, and that's what Geekscape's about, free content. So share it with your friends. Hit the share button. Tell your friends that this is the podcast, geek podcast kind of mecca. We have so many shows on the network, and I'm excited that this panel you're about to hear was the LA-based ones, a few of them coming together to enjoy LA Comic Con, talk about their experiences, and we had a blast. It was a really fun panel, really fun con, and now we're bringing it to your ears. So, enjoy. Theme song, Zach.
I'm kidding, Zach. Don't sing that. I mean, you can.
It's a Sunday, Comic Con's do it.
That was the most $2 late fee rendition. Of course, he goes like to an 80s, like rad looking. Zach Schaefer, the $2 late fee 80s podcast, everybody, featured here on the Geekscape Network. This is Geekscape Live at, I was about to say San Diego Comic Con. My apologies, Los Angeles Comic Con. But we are at Los Angeles Comic Con 2023. And I like recording a live episode here every year, just to put it out on the feed. And some of the Geekscapists around the world who maybe they know Ben from Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
Hello, hello.
maybe they know Diallo from the Galactica podcast.
Probably not.
Maybe they know Joe Johnson Jr. from being on Geekscape a few weeks ago. Maybe they know Josh Jackson from, what did y'all, Dynamic Resolution, the new name for Geekscape Games.
Now. Right.
Dynamic Resolution. Games,
a game podcast, sometimes a cookie podcast. You kind of never know.
You don't know what you're going to cover on that podcast. And then Christian Blatt from the other half of the podcast on the Geekscape Network. There's Marvel Movie Talk. There's the. I mean, what do we have hosted?
We have Marvel Movie Talk, the Geekscape Book Club, and you know, anything else that you ask me to do. a lot of specials. Like I just did that episode with one of the directors of the Star Wars Holiday Special documentary, Jeremy Kuhn, who I talked to for an hour when he mentioned that he was also a producer of Napoleon Dynamite, and it made me realize, oh, I should have done some research. I would have liked to have talked to him about that, but I had to let him go.
If you're listening to this on the podcast feed, I'm going to put that conversation with Jeremy between he and Christian out on the feed in a few days, so you're subscribed to the right place. I like to use this not only to... Well, Heidi, you did a panel today.
Yeah, I'm Heidi, by the way.
That's my wife, Heidi, after the bro-down.
You're going to introduce me. Speaking of...
Heidi, I have a question. Why don't you have a podcast on the Geekscape Network?
Do you really want me to do that?
What would it be?
I have no idea. Something about women. It would probably be something that the Chimera Project and Dweeb Darlings would do with you.
That'd be nice.
Or for you.
I like having women on the podcast network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we explore. I'll reach out to America and Cheryl from Chimera Project. And Chimera Project is a nonprofit female filmmaker organization that I'm part of. And then I also have my own little production company called Dweeb Darlings that also tries to push, you know, the idea of celebrating more women, non-binary, diverse roles in all parts of the industry, including in front, but also behind the camera. So.
I think that's in line with our mission, as long as it's geeky and pop culture. I think that's totally in line with this. And guys, Heidi did a panel this morning with the Chimera Project where they flipped the gender roles in Batman the Animated Series, the Mad Love episode, and you put a lot of work into it. We did two Geekscape panels yesterday. Mm-hmm. Diallo, you had a panel yesterday. Zach, you had a panel. Ben, I think you were on a panel. Joe, you were on a panel.
Zach had two panels yesterday.
Yeah. My brother was on some of those panels. I've been asking my brother to do podcasts for the last 18 years, and it took Zach to come and do a podcast with him.
As Stan Bush says, I've got the touch.
you really do, though. You joke, but I really do think you do when it comes to Paul.
Yeah, Paul's hard to... I mean, this isn't a pro wrestling joke. I mean, a lot of people know Paul from WWE and this, but
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, like, as his brother, he's hard to pin down to commit to something like that, like a podcast. It's hard. And I look up, and he's doing a wrestling podcast with you.
And
he's doing Territory Marks with you, but I just brought your show, $2 Late Fee, out of the network, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And immediately we're like, it's just growing and awesome. We're besties. And I almost wrote you guys because I spent the whole day with Paul yesterday, which is something that I'm so grateful for. And I was on the subway, and I was like, I'm going to text Zach and Diallo. And it was almost tearful. I'm going to be like, thank you guys so much for like bringing Paul into the fold here so I can spend more time with my brother. And it was you guys who did it. I look up on the Instagram, and he's like hanging out at your concerts and hanging out with you and Diallo and Dustin. It's awesome.
They went to a movie together.
They go to the movies together. Like I don't get invited to the movies. Like you guys go to the movies together. Geekscape is now like, I loved building it, but now y'all are all doing stuff without me, and I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe that's how it's supposed to work.
He's one of my son Bodie's. He's one of my son Bodie's. Godparents now, I believe. So no.
Wait, wait.
No, he's not.
Hold. Oh God.
He's not. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You're gonna have my brother be his godparent.
Be careful.
He taught Bodhi how to do a shooting star press.
I think the only person up here when we addressed Heidi and maybe starting a podcast, but Geekscape is behind the scenes. After Joe was on the podcast, I was like, Joe, I want a podcast about tabletop or something with you in your group, or whatever you want to do. Joe, I still want you to do a podcast. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But Joe, you came on to launch your tabletop show with our friend Xander, who'd been on Geekscape.
I met
him through Heidi. Yeah. How's that going?
Really well.
Into the microphone.
I'm just going to project. I'm an actor. we started Tabletop News this year. It's 10 episodes long. We're in the 7th episode. It airs every Thursday. So.
Man, he ain't getting a podcast. He doesn't know how to put it in a microphone. You can project to the 7 people in the room. I needed the mic, Joe.
It's because he's recording.
For the recording.
All right. So I'll repeat that. Sorry. So take two. We started Tabletop News. It's a new YouTube channel. We're on episode 7 out of 10. It's every Thursday. So catch it. It's all the latest tabletop news. And it's really fun. A lot of guests have come on the show. Matthew Lillard's been on the show. I have my own show called Tabletop Jocks, where, you know, Post Malone's been on it, Joe Manganiello, just to name a few. We play board games and video games and Magic the Gathering. That's pretty much it.
I just had Matt on Geekscape, and the things he said about you off camera, I'm kidding. Matt Lillard was awesome. But let's actually talk about LA Comic Con 2023 and like what you guys have been experiencing. Well, we've been doing panels. You guys have had a chance to walk the floor. You've had your own panels. What are some of the things that, if you're Geekscape is listening to this and you weren't able to make it to Los Angeles Comic Con 2023, well, what are some of the highlights that maybe you've experienced, maybe a panel you did, maybe some of the stuff you saw, maybe you bought some stuff, maybe you came with one of your kids, right? And I know Christian's here with a kid, you're here with a kid, what's been the experience? Who wants to start? Like, just wherever you guys start from.
I mean, if you don't mind, my son, Bodie Schaefer.
Hi.
He-Man cosplayer since he was 3 years old. And what was some of the highlights? You said today that this, what did you say about today?
I said that Comic-Con was really fun.
And this is your first like Comic-Con that you really got to experience, right?
Yeah.
What did you buy today?
Well, I buy this 20-sided die that like bounces.
Because you're big into D&D, right?
This Nintendo Switch game.
What's it called?
It's called Kung Fury, and you can literally.
Why did you want it, buddy?
Why did you want it? Because your father's an '80s head.
Well, no.
No, tell him why you want it.
Because I tested it out, and like, I punched a guy open.
You punched a Nazi open.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, okay. And then he got obliterated, so I was like, oh, this is really cool.
So, I mean, that's Comic-Con too, right? Up. That's pretty much Comic-Con in a nutshell, right?
Yeah. And it has swears in it.
And that's always a plus.
Yeah. Let me get this straight. You like tabletop. You are speaking in the microphone. Joe, we now have Bodie taking your job as a podcaster on Geekscape.
That's Joe, fair. You need a co-host.
Joe, Joe, the Bodie and Joe show.
Bodie and Joe. It kind of flows.
How did your panels go?
My panels?
Yeah, how did the $2 late
fee? Yeah, so I had two panels. One was 80s nostalgia with my buddy Corey Stevenson from Podcasting After Dark. Diallo, of course, your brother, and Dustin from $2 late fee. Territory Marks was represented. It was amazing. We packed the room. It was full. There were people sitting on the ground. It was so busy. 80s nostalgia, we talked about Stinkor. We talked about Degrassi Junior High. We talked about Chuck Norris action figures. It was phenomenal. And then we had a Roadhouse panel with Jill Sholin from Stepfather playing the role of Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse, Ken Olin from Summer School and April Fool's Day, and your brother playing Wade, who was, of course, played by Sam Elliott in Roadhouse. And that was equally fun as well. So this was a highlight. And I have you to thank. I have Diallo to thank. It was such a wonderful weekend and couldn't have gone better. Nothing but a good time, as Poison says.
I love how Bodie is going to outgrow you in like 2 days. Like,
he outgrew
Bodie,
me.
Have you heard of the 90s?
Yeah.
Does your dad know about them?
Huh?
Do they talk about the 90s in your household?
Sometimes, yeah.
But what do we say when we say the 90s?
The 90s.
The 90s.
Now, Ben, you're one of the newer Geekscapists on the network. Mm-hmm. What's been your experience? You were here yesterday, too, right?
I was here yesterday. So this is my first time as a panelist. This is my first panel.
Oh, my
right
God.
Right here with you.
My dude. So
thank you.
I'm going to add audience and post.
Okay, good.
Like 60 people in here, by the way.
No, and like 11 years ago, it was like my second time going to LA Comic Con, and it was Michael Uslan panel. You were the moderator there.
Yeah, I remember really well.
Yeah, and it's just incredible to be up here with you. You're a fantastic moderator then. You still are. Yeah. We were at the panel
thank
yesterday.
You.
Agreed.
My friends all were just like, this is the best panel we've been to with the one that you did yesterday with Indie Comics.
Oh, thanks. I remember that panel because afterwards, I saw you walking out going, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And I think I'm going to start hosting.
I definitely said that out loud, yes. Very loudly in the hallway.
Michael was great, but that moderator was a jerk. It's kind of crazy to me that we, in Geekscapists who've been with us a long time, we've been a part of this before LA Comic Con. Like, we threw the party with Stan and Regina back when it was called Kamikaze. We in San Diego, I just remember Regina taking me to lunch and saying, I've got this idea with Elvira and Stan to start a, that's who I've got. And I want to start a comic convention in Los Angeles. And we went to lunch, and then that San Diego, the idea started coming together, and it was only a few months later, but the idea came together, and Shane O'Hare, who does dynamic resolutions with you, Josh, and DJs, I remember we told him like a week before San Diego, hey man, can you bring your DJ equipment to San Diego, because I think this party's going to come together, and the party was an announcement party for what was going to become this convention, and I just remember the Step and Repeat had POW Entertainment, Stan's company, the early Kamikaze logo, the con that became this, and then the Geekscape logo.
Oh, wow.
And I walk into this rooftop that Regina happened to get, and we happened to, I remember going out and finding a PA system in LA, in San Diego, so that Shane could have his music, and we put it all together in, I think, like a week, this launch party, and it was a magical night. And then, sure enough, a few months later, we had the first LA Comic Con, which was Kamikaze back then. But I remember being at this party, and like Joe Quesada, who was editor-in-chief at the time of Marvel, comes in. Our friend Doug Jones, of course, comes in. And Stan is in. And we're giving away comics on the dance floor for our dance contest. Like, we're just flying for the seat of our pants. Like, half, like Lakers started showing up. Like, Rick Fox, who was a retired Laker, like, walks in. I'm like, Rick Fox is here. This is awesome. Rick Fox is here. And it was such an awesome night. So whenever I think of LA Comic Con and I talk to LA Comic Con, obviously I proposed to you, Heidi, on the main stage back there. That this is our hometown fest. This feels like home court advantage for us, right? Like San Diego is like an away game. This is home court advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can just walk around.
So much easier.
See so many people. This is a family con for us. And now we got kids up on the panel.
What did you say? Well, years ago when we were, he and I were friends for a long time, and I remember just sending you a message going, I saw you walk by, but I didn't say hey. And I was like, how was your con? And he's like, I love this laid-back friendo con. That's what you call it.
This is our friendo con.
And that's kind of what it is.
We've been friends with this con for a long time, and Jade and everybody who's still part of it, who's from back then, they give us just carte blanche for what we want to pitch, right? Like, if $2 late fee wants to do a con, like a panel, if Ben, you want to do a panel, like whoever wants to do a panel, like they really kind of circle them and make sure they're on the schedule. And I really appreciate it because you guys are family, and we built Geekscape to create opportunities for, if it was just me, I'll step off the wrong curb and Geekscape's over. But if I bring my friends up to make stuff and give it a home to make stuff in, then it outlasts, you know, it outlasts the individual. And that's kind of what it was designed for.
Well, I did try to apply for a panel, but
you also tried to get me with your car to test the theory.
That's true, but that didn't work. But yeah.
If you apply to the panel, like, let me apply for your panel.
Yeah, you did for me. I appreciate that. But yeah, I got Alex and Amanda who flew in from North Carolina, and they I put them down for that panel. But you know, they're here. They came all the way for that, and Alex has been a huge supporter of my podcast. So shout out to those two for coming over here.
I love your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
In Diallo, I met Ben at that writer's.
The
screenwriters thing in Santa Monica where we met Adam, and like it's all connected.
Oh yeah, I talked to you afterwards.
It's all connected.
It's all.
And remember when they had
the Geekscape universe,
they started, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC, and they were like, "It's all connected." I made a joke at the panel last night, like this is the podcast MCU, Geekscape. It's all connected.
Yellow wants to talk.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to speak a little bit to what you were saying about being open to having panels. So I had a screening for my motion comic book called Angela and the Dark at Universal City Walk, and Jonathan, you moderated, and you were like, why aren't you doing this at LA Comic Con? I hadn't even like thought about it really. So my whole deal is that I, even though I am incredibly good looking, I am actually very insecure, and I need pushes a lot. So having you kind of like do that for me, like suggest that to me, and then I submitted it, and it actually made me believe that I could do it when they accepted it. And so I have that little piece of me that like I doubt myself all the time or whatever. But then you like put that in my head, and then I submitted it, and I accepted it, and I showed it. And my whole thing is I want to start showing it to more conventions and getting more people that I don't know to watch it. So I appreciate you, like, just, like, being that space for these things to happen.
I think we should all be expressing ourselves and finding the right outlets to express ourselves, and I like building. I'm just dumb enough to do it. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm just dumb enough to do it and be like, well, let's just do it, see what happens. And so when we started Geekscape, that's kind of what it was. It's like Matt Kelly, who now runs the network, was like, I want to do a show. Great, put it under the umbrella. And now we have 30-plus shows, and, like, I've watched Geekscape go from the number one show on Geekscape, the network, to, like, 10th. Like, it just, other shows just started getting better. And that fills me with so much pride. And for you guys, like, mm-hmm. This is the place where I want you guys to launch. And if you want to launch somewhere else, launch somewhere else. Let's talk about LACC. Like, Heidi, right. Heidi, your panel today was awesome. And
it was, I was there. Yeah.
It was great.
Thank you.
The person recording it, me, yeah. Was it distracting? I saw that you were, oh. You tell the story of what happened. Because you were on the panel and you're checking, like, I do the same thing. I look over and I was like, is it still checking? Are the numbers still moving? Is, you know,
yeah.
when you're recording the panel and moderating the panel, you do want to, like, look over the recording and be like, give me a thumbs up. Is it still recording? This and that. What happened when you looked over at the person, me, recording your panel today?
Well, it's because I know you too. So, like, it's a stage reading. So there are people in the audience with their eyes closed listening, right? But Jonathan was not listening. He just fell asleep. I don't know why, because I'm over in the microphone being like, like doing all this crazy, like Joker, crazy, screamy, like creepy, laughy stuff, and he's like back there. But I don't know. He like your sleep patterns are interesting anyway. So
it's because I'm a werewolf.
If the guy sits still. Oh man, that's why he's just always moving.
That's what that snoring was in the background.
Yeah. But he opened his eyes and saw me, and he just kind of went. Because we have this thing, whenever he's falling asleep and I look at him and I notice, he always looks at me and just nods like, yep. Like, and that's exactly what you did to me.
My
in the
apologies.
Welcome to married life.
I love it. It's nice. I like being married to you.
Joe Johnson, this is what you have to look forward to, man. Hey, when are you getting married, Joe?
That depends. We got to find a venue that's less than 50 grand. So.
Oh, we know one.
Yo. Are you cool with swastikas everywhere?
oh my god!
I think the only people.
What movie did I just walk into? Is this Inglorious Bastards Part 2?
Like, hey, Bodhi, can you clear this place out? Okay, so I was just telling this guys. I was just telling Ken Knapsack this story because he was. I mean, I don't want to blow up his business, but he has a fiance, and because I've been married now twice. Heidi's my second marriage, and I was like, oh, I know how to get married. So we found this. I don't know if I told you this, Joe.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. There's a beautiful ranch up near, like,
it's
in West Hills, like Northridge. But it was built before
in the 20s,
before the traditional sun symbol had been co-opted by the Nazis into a swastika.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, like, some of the stonework around, like, things like a keystone over, like, a window or something. Is it swastika?
Well, it looks like a swastika. It's actually flipped the other direction.
It is, yeah. So, but people are just going to see it. They're not going to know it's in the wrong direction. They're just going to see it and be like, what the fuck?
But we totally got married there, and so many of our friends have had bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs there. Like, people have their bar mitzvahs there.
Okay.
So it's worth looking at. It's an LA Parks property. It's very reasonably priced, and it's beautiful. I know. And they do have, like, a whole, like, historic plaque that explains all of that. Yeah. But it is. But, like,
it should be, like, in lights.
People.
Like, hey, this is not that.
There's a plaque.
It's not
like,
what you think it is.
When you park, you get out of your car, there's a plaque that's like, so about the swastikas.
Yeah.
Like, just heads up on the swastikas. But I was just telling Ken Knapsack, I was like, oh, I've got a place that's cheap. But, like, Matt Kelly, who runs our network, who I love, and I know you're listening, Matt, I love you so much. And, like, people like Matt and George Callert, who's my partner in Geekscape, like, we showed up early, and we went around covering the flags, covering those stones.
Just to make us feel better.
Yeah.
And it, like, was so many of our wedding parties was Jewish. Like, we had so many of our friends. My best man was Jewish.
Right,
your step-parents are Jewish.
My step-parents are Jewish, but, like, halfway through the night, you the tape started coming off.
So you can't, you have to use painter's tape.
Or maybe it was like at the end of Raiders when, like, it starts burning through the crate, right? like the evil, whatever the fucking power inside the crate starts burning through, whatever it was. They started appearing, but I just remember we covered all these. There were like 24 of them. We covered them, and then we're outside of the groom's suite, and Casper Van Dien goes, "You missed one," and he looks, and there is a giant metal. It's like an iron, wrought iron swastika that was like part of the window cover, so you don't break the glass. And it was like instead of bars, they just had this giant effing swastika. And he's like, "You missed one," and I was like, "Dude, I don't have a fucking table cover for that."
But it's a sun sign.
It's a sun sign.
But, yeah, it can be triggering. But it's still a beautiful venue and a lot
of
people.
Yeah, just CGI it all out. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Fix it in post.
Joe, I would do it, especially if you want to come down the aisle to, like Flight of the Valkyries or something.
He was telling me.
I was thinking Highway to the Danger Zone, but it might be.
He was just telling me out in the hall, Highway to the Danger Zone, which I think could be cool.
That would be more appropriate for that venue.
Do like a like Lenny Riefenstahl, like music or anything? Oh. Like, I'm kidding. Joe, we're going to pressure you to get married, but affordably. And safely.
It'll happen. It'll happen soon.
Cool.
We only been engaged 2 years, so it's fine.
All right. You got time.
We'll get there.
Well, you should go take a look at it at least.
Yeah. Take a look. It's definitely under
control. He's making it sound worse than it is.
No, it's beautiful. Beautiful property.
All right. I believe you.
So, how was your panel on Friday?
Panel was fun.
What was your panel?
Does anybody know about Magic the Gathering, the card game?
What? The largest freaking card game.
So that's what the panel was on. We were talking about Commander. It's like a singleton format, 100 cards. It kind of blew up in the last, like, probably like 3 or 4 years. It's been like the best selling product of Magic, and kind of what I kind of got my start in that, you know, I guess facet. I started playing Commander. I was on a couple Commander shows, and then a big portion of Tabletop Jocks is the Commander portion. A lot of people come on and play that. Like I said, obviously. You know,
how's it different?
It's like a multiplayer kind of thing. So you have four people up, or at least four people playing, and then you kind of go around, take turns. It's like instead of the 1v1 thing, and it's 40 life instead of 20. And yeah, as no card can be the same in your deck. So you have to have singleton, like, each individual cards, and it's just a lot of fun.
Moves faster, does it?
Does it? With us, yes. That was kind of what the panel was, is like the power creep and like how crazy things are getting and like how quickly you can win. Because when I was introduced, I kind of got thrown in the fire, and my player group was winning on like turn 1 through 3, and that's not normal, apparently. It's like you're supposed to win on like turn 8 to 10. And that's kind of how I just play. So I'm like, hey, whatever, just play whatever.
That's awesome.
And they were like, nah, that's not casual at all.
One of the booths here is Collector's Paradise, which is a comic shop. There's 3 shops here in LA run by our buddy Ed. And the funny thing about Collector's Paradise, to just change subject because I'm looking at Josh Jackson down there next to Christian, is if you guys met before today, Christian Blatt and Josh, you guys were in the same line.
We're sitting next to each other, and we haven't even met right now.
You don't have to get close to my Mr. Blatt. That being said,
I was trying to wake up my son.
You're waking up the podcast listeners. Like, whoa. So talk about what happened on Wednesday, because I looked up, and you guys had both posted on social media that you were at the same signing at Collector's Paradise in NoHo with the actress who plays Miss Marvel. And I was like, you guys should meet. You guys are both at the same signing. And Christian was at the front of the line, and Josh was roughly at the back of the line, and there were 3 hours between them.
Yeah, so I was there, let's see, this was Wednesday the 29th, and I know because it was my daughter's 6th birthday.
And the actress's name is?
Aman Vellani.
Yeah,
and she plays Ms. Marvel. She's the actress who plays Ms. Marvel, but she also is the co-writer on Ms. Marvel, The New Mutant. I actually don't even know the title of the book.
Yeah, she writes the comic.
Yeah, so she wrote this 4-issue series. So I went there because I found out that they were giving out the tickets as soon as they opened at 11 a.m. So I went there at like 9:30 in the morning with my big like chair with cup holder to wait. I was like number 8 in line. And even so, it took about an hour and 15 minutes before we got in and out because they had like their signature series people, which was fine. They just didn't really let us know that. And it was raining in LA, so of course, everyone signing was late. But that was the only reason why I was there early, because I saw the line. It was so long. And I honestly didn't care about getting anything signed. I just wanted to get a picture of my daughter with Ms. Marvel. That was the first MCU movie she'd seen. Actually, the first MCU movie she'd ever seen. And she loved the cats, you know? And that's what my son liked about it as well.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get the picture. And there was somebody in front of us in line who asked if she had anything to get signed, my daughter, Lucy. And I was like, no. So he gave her a Ms. Marvel pop vinyl to get signed by Amon Vellani. I was just going to guess it. So it was great. And at the point I was there, they were still letting you take pictures. But I feel like by the time you went in, maybe it was a little different. Oh, yeah. The front of the line was actually pretty good. We recovered from the rain. What was the back of the line like, Josh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the back of the line was a completely different story. So I was about 100, and there was, like, another 100 people behind me.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. And then the advertised time for the signing was, like, from 5 to 8. So from our perspective, like, we didn't move for, like, an hour, hour and a half, and we had no idea what was going on. Like, I learned through the text, the group text that we had, that they had let in the, like, VIPs or whatever ahead of the actual people in line. But yeah, by the time I think we got in 2 hours after the start time, and around 7:30, about 2 hours in or so, they're like, oh, okay, so no more, like, one item per person, no pictures, no nothing. And then so at that point it started moving fast, but yeah, our interaction was just completely different. It's like, we were just kind of in and out. It was kind of like an assembly line. You sign your stuff, all right, get out, and make room for the next person, which is understandable because I think the store closes at 8, and there was still another 100 people in line behind us at like 7:50. So yeah, it was pretty crazy. And thankfully, we had like this tiny corner underneath like a supplement store that we were able to hide under from the rain, so that part wasn't too bad. We were just like terrified because we got, I think, issues number 1 and issues number 4 to get signed. And we're like, oh, man, our comics are going to get all rained on by the time we get in. They're just going to be like a soggy mess by the time anyone tries to sign them. They're going to tear under the marker. Wow. So, yeah, we were just holding on to those for dear life. But once we finally got in, like, everything was cool. Everyone was really nice. It was nice having that interaction that we had. And I'm glad that we did it. It was a lot of fun.
I think I was, like, excited that you guys were both. I mean, I should have known that this was going to be a huge event. I did know it was going to be a huge event, and I avoided NoHo like on that day because I knew it was going to be crazy. But I texted you both and said, hey, I don't know if y'all have met in person. This is a Geekscape crossover event. Y'all should meet and hang out because I love both of you guys. And it's like, no, we're 2 hours apart. This isn't going to happen. And then
otherwise, I would have invited Josh to Lucy's.
The front of the line?
Well, no, to Lucy's 6th birthday dinner at Bob's Big Boy, but which she was late for because of this. We were 20 minutes late, thanks to Amon Vellani. No, actually, it was great. But.
I just think it's cool that you guys were on the same line. Like, remember, Josh, when we used to camp out for Amiibos and like for the. Were you at the Wii U camp out at the Best Buy in Atwater at one time?
I think so, yeah.
And we would just have, like, the internet's kind of ruined the whole geek campout thing. And it was a real thing where you'd get the lawn chairs and somebody would be playing Uno. And you'd have snacks for all night. And you'd camp out for the new system or the Amiibo fever back in the day.
Right. Look forward to the fist fights in the parking lot over the Greninja.
Yeah, the Greninja. But now what happens if I need an Amiibo? Like, Tears of the Kingdom. Like, I just hit up Josh. I go, hey, Josh, can you help me get this? I missed the Best Buy pre-order. Mm-hmm. The internet's destroyed this community that you can build in line, you know, because I met you, Josh. You were still working at GameStop, and we came in, and maybe you were wearing, like, a wrestling shirt or something, but we started talking about my brother, and I saw that you were, like, passionate about the subject matter, and I could tell you were literate, so I was like, why don't you write for the website and, like, do some stuff, you know, and here you, like, how long ago was that?
God, that was forever ago, and I'm going to date myself, but I think it was like 2004, 2005, because I think we started talking because there was an advertisement on the table for like WWE Day of Reckoning or something, which was like a GameCube game from GameCube. Yeah, it was like a GameCube game. So that's how far back we're talking. But yeah, we just started talking about that. You know mentioned Paul, who was my wife's favorite wrestler. So we got talking about that. You told me about Geekscape. I think it was still Geekdrome at the time, even.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, the rest is history, and we've been friends ever since.
Did your wife know that she was going to go to Paul Lennon's brother's wedding?
Not at the time.
That's weird.
Right? Yeah, not at the time. And I think she mentioned it yesterday, but you were at the wedding. You're like, did you guys say hi to Paul? And she's like, no, she's still so, like, starstruck.
Has your wife ever talked to my brother? He was here all day yesterday. It was amazing.
No, we were actually in that panel, and, yeah, she just hightailed it out as soon as it was over. So.
Wait.
I can make that happen, by the way.
After almost 20 years, your wife has... Megan, who... I love the episodes you do of Dynamic Resolution where it's you and Megan. I think Megan's amazing. I wish you'd do a podcast. But she has yet to talk to my brother?
I don't think she has. The only time was we were at, like, a pro wrestling gorilla show, and she waited till he was, like, safely 50 feet away. And she's going to kill me for telling this story. But she waited till he was really far away, and she, like, shouted, I love you, Paul. And then he turns around, and then she, like, hides behind me, and he doesn't see anybody, so then he just keeps walking.
Did but my that, brother think that you love him?
I think
so. Is that what happened? Like, just sees you standing there?
He either thought it was me or the guy next to us who was stalking Roderick Strong. So I'm sure either way he was trying to get out of there as fast as possible at that point.
We got to make this happen.
I mean, Zach just said that he could make it happen, and he is the Paul Whisperer.
Yeah, you're the Paul Whisperer. I can't get my brother to do anything, Zach. You get my brother to start podcasts. Can you work on Joe Johnson Jr.?
Yeah, sure.
For the podcast? Can you get him to podcast on the network?
Who do you want? Who do you want? I'll get him.
I want Joe Johnson Jr. He's the funniest person who's been on the network.
I was just saying the other day.
No offense, Shane.
I've had, like, 50, 60 people on the show for $2 late fee as guests, you know, quote unquote. And, whatever that
you got Don the Dragon Wilson, you might as well get Joe Johnson Jr.
I mean, whatever that stroke is, however we've been able to get people on the show, I have no idea because I'm doing it organically. It's just happening. So who you want, I'll get.
Because you're charming, dude.
But so are you.
No, I show up and they're like, who's this ugly Ray Romano looking dude coming up with me? Like,
you don't
Ray
Romano. Ray Romano at all.
It's like, why is Ross from Friends talking to me?
I call it the Bodhi factor, actually. If I use bring up my son, suddenly it just melts hearts.
Oh, that'll work. Yeah, is that how you got Cynthia Rothrock?
Yeah.
Every time, just yes.
Bodhi, can you ask Joe Johnson Jr. to start a podcast on our network?
Yeah, all you got to do is this.
Don't do it to me. I already have a show.
Sorry, so it's like, a cute face?
He's giving like puppy dog eyes.
Okay, so he's doing puppy dog eyes. For those of you that are listening.
Puppy dog eyes through the eyes to the face of a 9-year-old.
Like, you did that.
What did you guys buy at the convention?
So he got this 20-sided die. It's huge. It bounces. He plays a weekly D&D game with his friends. And actually, fun fact, his DM is the inspiration for Simon in the Dungeons & Dragons movie. So played by Justice Smith. So that kid, who was my kindergarten student, who now teaches DM to people all over the country, was the DM for the Dungeon and Dragon movie behind the scenes. And
that's
the
so cool.
And the screenwriter was like, I'm going to name a character after you. Little did he know it was the second lead on the movie, Simon, played by Justice Smith. So it's very cool. Simon Alexander is his name.
That's
and,
amazing.
And so Bodhi got a sweet 20-sided die, and then he got the Kung Fury game, and, you know, it's you're killing Nazis, and there's nothing wrong with that. No swastikas anywhere, thank goodness. So,
call Casper Van Dien and Matt Kelly.
Nice callback.
Yeah, you're destroying cars, like Street Fighter style. Oh, he got a Street Fighter. He got a Ryu. We went to the Yada booth.
Yeah.
Jada Toys, I think is what it is. They're selling Street Fighter figures now. They're selling Fast and the Furious Micro Machines.
Whoa!
Very dope.
Do they have the guy that's talking really fast?
I believe they do.
The Micro Machine guy's
John Yoshida, here? Yeah. John Yoshida or whatever his name is. Blur in the Transformers the movie.
Yeah, he was Blur.
By the way, I just interviewed Vince DiCola to talk about Transformers the movie, and he did a live concert for us, and it's going to be on $2 late fee at the middle of December.
Your show's so much better than mine. It's on my network.
I'm just saying. So he got a Ryu from Street Fighter. It comes in a box that looks like the Street Fighter arcade game, Street Fighter 2 arcade game. Super rad.
That's cool.
Check out Jada Toys.
Finish him.
Okay, first off, that Vince DiCola thing makes me so happy.
So
I cannot wait to hear that interview.
It's going to drop in whenever this airs, middle of December. And we talked about Rocky IV. We talked about – tease you with this, that he said Transformers the movie he's grown to appreciate.
He didn't like it at first?
No, because his process with it, he had to do it in no time. Hasbro gave him no time to
The score's amazing.
And he now loves the score that he did. In fact, he plays a piece on the show from an unreleased video game that Hasbro never came out with for Transformers called, well, you'll listen to the interview, but he plays that piece in the interview.
That's amazing.
With Kenny Meredith, his longtime partner.
That's incredible. I'm shaken. I can't wait for that episode. What else did you guys buy? Like, I think I bought 3 comics today, but for the most part, I've just been kind of meeting comic book creators. How about you guys? Did you buy anything?
I got a few more guests. That's not something that I bought, though.
No, that's great. That's great. That's great. This is for the superhero stuff you should know?
Yes. So one of the major highlights was we went to see the screening for Doomed, which was about what happened to the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie.
We talked about that.
And we talked about that, too. And after the screening, they had Ole Sasson, Joseph Culp, Glenn Garland, who was the editor on that, and Craig Nevius, who's not in that documentary, but he was the screenwriter on that.
Was Mark part of the...
He basically was passing the microphone. Yeah.
Mark
to
Sykes.
People. Yeah, yeah. And
former Geekscape guest who organized the Corman Fantastic Four cast reunion on a Geekscape episode many years ago.
Because I did see your name in the credits of the movie, and we're like, I know that guy.
I think I don't think I've seen the movie. I didn't know my name were in the credits. But I love you, Mark.
That's out now.
I have the movie and I think I have seen it, but my memory is garbage.
No, well, what happened was during the Q&A, it was just like, Mark was like, so does anyone have any questions? Nobody was raising their hand, so I'm just like, I got a couple. Yeah. And then like after I asked mine, nobody had any other stuff. I'm like, I'm ready to moderate this thing. I can get a panel. I will get up there if need be.
You'd be great at it.
Thank you, yeah. So for those who don't know, Superhero Stuff You Should Know is about a lot of lost media about superheroes, unproduced screenplays, deleted scenes, concept art, and I guess canceled superhero movies, since that's becoming more than just the Corman movie recently. But I was like, this is, if there's any panel here that fits my show, it's this one.
Yes.
To ask, like, if anybody would be down, and I think because of the fact that I asked good questions to that, I brought them up, and they all, like, smiled at me and stuff, and I'm just like, I'd love to have you all on the show, and I talked to all of them, I got their contact info, and we'll figure something out for 2024 for that.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
So
I just want to jump in because I am fascinated with the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie, and I want to point out it is still the best Fantastic Four movie we've gotten to date.
It is,
I don't think you can debate that.
The score is John Williams level. I was amazed by it when I saw it. I was like, this is legit.
It's very Kirby. It's very Stan Lee. It's kind of crazy how that one, they still hold the option because of it. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Is it good?
The jeweler in it.
Is it faithful? Yes.
It's faithful, yes.
It's very, very, very faithful, but it was also made for $1 million.
Yes.
And it shows when Mr. Fantastic waves, and in the wide shot, you know the close-up of the hand is just a fake hand on a stick being waved in front of the camera.
In the documentary, that's Joseph, who plays Dr. Doom, was like, that's interesting. Yeah. What's his reaction to that?
And again, like I found out about a month ago that Carl Cirofalio, who played the Thing, if Geekscape, if you Google a GoFundMe with Carl's name, Carl is actually in declining health, and his stunt career driving the cars for things like everything from Drive to Dark Knight to some of the best stunts in the business. He was Blunt Man when he went through the wall. He was Kevin Smith's stunt double on Mallrats. Like, Carl is actually, I found out like a month ago, like our friend Carl Cirofalio from Fantastic Four, who had to put up with that suit through the shoot, is in declining health. So Geekscape, if you're listening to this, go search GoFundMe for Carl's GoFundMe, because he, you know, that was a rough life as a stuntman, and it's really hard.
We'll put that on Superhero Stuff You Should Know, because every month we also do like a charity thing. We just picked a random thing. It's not like
he's the first.
We try to put a whole bunch of like GoFundMes with like Peter Davids we put on there.
Yeah,
Valerie Perrine from the 70s Superman. Because I'm just like, these people were part of our childhoods, and also if you're a superhero fan, you should also be down to help other people and help the helpless.
You should be a hero, probably.
You should be a hero too, and not be toxic. So, like, that's what we try to promote on the show.
At least hero adjacent, right?
Well, yeah, that's a different type of toxic.
We've got the Geekscape. If you're listening to this on the podcast, this weekend we have our Big Brothers Big Sisters 12-hour Christmas holiday charity stream. You, we're all parts of it. Like, Diallo, we'll you're a part of it. Ben, you're a part of it.
Yeah.
$2 late fee's a part of it. Christian, you doing any of that? All right.
Yeah.
How do we get Joe Johnson Jr. to be a part of it? Just the running.
Brody's going to get it for us.
How did you build this network? Oh, by bullying. Bullying, public shaming, calling Diallo in the middle of the night.
That's actually how you got Galactica actually on your network.
Talk to me about that, because you got another podcast that's not on there yet, but you know I'm coming for it. Talk about the Galactica cast.
Yeah, so Galactica actually, we're doing like a recap of the reimagined Battlestar Galactica. I think my co-host Jamie Smith, we had put up the first couple episodes, and then you like messaged me. It's like, why isn't this on Geekscape?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know. I'm just kind of hanging out or whatever. So we put it up there.
Just
and
doing it's my like, thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And why then, would I promote anything?
Yeah.
The Yellow Method.
You know me. That's how I am. We already discussed this, right?
Yeah. You're a tree falling in the woods.
Yes, I am. And then my other, the one I just started, I've been writing reviews of movies, but it's been very, very casual, and it's called another review that you didn't ask for.
Yeah,
and I've been writing those for like a decade, but then I was like, why don't I start recording these after I write them, and then it's like super casual. I don't like have a regular schedule, so I just kind of put them up, and then you got in there again, but I'm not
you don't have to bring
ready
up.
Just yet.
We don't need the reviews because Christian, when the Marvels came out, did like 17 Marvels episodes on his feed, and he finally did get a girl on one of the episodes to talk about the Marvels, the predominantly, yeah. I just saw like seven, how many special?
We did three, and one of them was specifically, apart from me, all people who hated it. I thought that was important because it was a good conversation, probably.
But they were all dudes.
Yes, yeah, and I believe me. There were I texted you about this. There were people I asked, women who liked it, who were like, "No, I don't ever talk about Marvel movies because they don't like the interaction with fans."
Oh, no, that's sad.
Yeah.
Now Geekscape is. I do give Christian a hard time to be like, "Oh, do you have a predominantly female superhero movie and you got a bunch of dudes to talk about it? That's weird."
But most of my life, the women said no.
thanks for putting a Geekscape logo on that level, Vincel. But no, that actually makes sense, and I think that's a reason that we have to like work against this, right? Yeah. Like we have to keep pushing to have women in behind the microphone, and like hopefully Geekscape becomes a safe space for them to do these things, because we have added a few female hosted shows just in the last few months, and I think it's important. So let's do this. Y'all have bought some things, y'all have experienced some things, y'all have sat through panels. We've all caught up with friends. I see some friends coming in the room. Who's this over here? Come here. Come talk to the mic, Rick. You were just on Geekscape a few months ago. Introduce yourself, please. Please.
Are you kicking me out?
I don't think you're escaping on this either.
Do you want me to move?
If you want, just a little bit,
if
Heidi.
If I want. Or,
Come here.
Squeeze in.
We're squeezing in guests. Or I can move too, guys. But
no, Diallo, you have to sit.
Introduce yourself.
Everybody can go. That's fine.
No, sit. Have a seat.
No big deal. I can handle this.
I was like, yeah, we need. I was like, we need more women on Geekscape. Heidi, do you mind
moving over?
Craig, talk real quick.
Hi, my name is Craig. I'm talking really quick. And I'm a comic book artist. My name is Craig Rasmussen. Thank you so much for having me once again for a wrap up, just like in San Diego.
And you were just on Geekscape a few months ago.
Yeah, in San Diego. Yeah,
but then before that too.
And then before that, yeah, more months, a few months, then a few more months. That's what I was trying to say. Anyway, sorry to correct the host. Hi, I'm here presenting many of my books. I am the publisher of MonkeyGong.com. Everything is written and drawn by me. This is my newest book, The Adventures of Dr. Cotton Hickox, a super insane time travel comic featuring amnesia, evil twins, and martial arts. I've had a great time. I'm very happy to be here and talk about the convention.
We got to talk about this, though.
All right.
Okay, first off, he gave me a copy of this comic back in San Diego when he signed at our booth for an hour, and it didn't have any word bubbles in it. It was like completely without, you hadn't titled the book yet. You hadn't put titles in the book yet. I read it, and I made up my own titles, and I thought that it was just going to be like an art book that doesn't have titles in it. I was like, oh, that's so cool. It's like a cool jam, and like he's just kind of going places because it's a very metaphysical book. It's really weird and awesome. And then I get here and he's like, I got something for you, Jonathan. I was like, what's that? He gives me the book, and he's added all the titles to it. And I was like, I don't need that, man.
Well, yeah, I don't need that because I got a binder full of notes that I made. Yeah, I want to give them to you so that you can write these words into the comic instead.
It's like when a new version of Blade Runner comes out, and it's like, or like when the special editions of Star Wars came out, it's like, nah, man, that ain't mine. You know, that's the next generation's. That could be their story. I already got mine, all right, Craig? But no, I think it's cool. This is your story, so you should be able to do whatever.
Out with you?
No, you George Lucas, your own book, bro.
True.
No, I actually like it. I think it's cool.
How do I feel about that?
You special edition your book. No, like it's your book. You should be able to do whatever you want with it.
True. Thank you.
Well, are the sales okay? How's the floor?
The floor is a little quiet.
It's quiet?
Yeah.
Because this guy's up here yelling, Joe Johnson, get a car podcast. Yeah. I should be down there yelling at Joe Johnson.
Listen, it's great to be here. There's an amazing array of talented people. I have a lot of friends in the room. There's great people in the audience. There's always a good time to meet people and show them your stuff. So regardless if it's slow or not, there's always a contingent of that crowd that's interested and helpful. Yeah, make some noise. That was your sign.
Get up here. No, you're coming up.
All right.
Beyond just friends that you see when you go to their booth like I did yours, you see people walking around all the time. We got an esteemed documentary filmmaker up here, and he's making... No, you're coming up here. You're coming up. And... We got to talk about this film. You were also on Geekscape, and you were also at Comic-Con, but you were filming at Comic-Con. You didn't do a signing at Comic-Con at our booth. You were filming there. Yeah. Introduce yourself. I'll take your place. Sure.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Nice to meet you. Hey. Nice to be here. That's kind of you. The movie's called Selling Superman. It's a documentary. It's based in Detroit. I see a Lions hat there.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
Yeah.
Royal Oak.
Oh, Royal Oak, yeah. This one, like Bloomfield Hills area is Franklin area. Anyway, my friend from high school inherited a 300,000 book collection and a Superman number one. So it's called Selling Superman. It really becomes a family portrait. His father had Asperger's, hoarded it, broke up the family quite a bit. And my buddy's in some ways rewriting the story of the collection and trying to make it a good thing, get the books in the right hands. His father never shared books, and you know books are meant to be read and shared. He would just buy them and put them in boxes. So a little bit of a tragedy, but uplifting, and a family portrait, and also a deep look at mental health. And it's fascinating. It might turn into a 4-episode miniseries instead of.
Whoa!
That's how it's looking now. We're at about 120 minutes, and we have 40 more.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Adam Schomer, and I'm a documentary filmmaker, and happy to be here.
And when I heard that story solicited to me, Geekscape, I was like, I gotta tell this story. I was like, this story, Adam, and you guys got to come on the show and talk about how you found one of the most valuable collections of comics on the planet.
True.
And guys, I'm not exaggerating. This comic collection is
crazy.
Insane, and this guy kept it in an attic or wherever for
the whole house.
The whole house?
I'm a little newer to comics, so I just think people have $5,000 books hanging around stacked everywhere, 100 copies of Star Wars 1 in pristine condition, things like X-Men. Yeah, see, I don't even really know the titles, to be honest, but $30,000 books, and he's got 12 of them in 9/8. Anyway,
yeah.
The collection's insane.
And some of it's getting slabbed and sold on, like, heritage auctions. And this is millions and millions of dollars, and it was just discovered. And when I texted Christian earlier, I was like, hey, where are you? Speaking of slabbed expensive items, what did you text me back, Christian, about where you were on the floor and what you were up to?
I had mentioned to my son that my son Felix, who's reading one of the things that we bought, which is a book called Ham Helsing, which is a pig who I guess kills vampires. We saw some slab Pokemon cards, which is something he's very interested in, but these slab Pokemon cards were selling for $450. Yep,
so he chimed in. $450 for a Pokemon card.
Yeah. So I told him those are just for looking.
Yeah. Right now, Joe's like, they got any magic down there? I'll go buy a slabbed Magic the Gathering card. I got a couple $100 on me. I'll go buy a magic card. Why not? Your fiance's like, when are you thinking we're going to get married? You're like, baby, yeah, why don't you sell the magic cards? Do it. Be like, no, baby, I got a line on a place with swastikas. We're going to talk. It's a nice place, but they're backwards. Don't worry. Adam, when do you expect to make this series available? Because I've been looking for this since you guys have been filming it. You keep filming on it. I'm going to come in as producer. I'm going to call it Quentin. Stop it.
Filming's done. We're end of January, we should have a first cut. I'll bring you in along with some people I was just meeting over there in the. There was a panel called 99% of Films Are Garbage. So I wanted to get those total critics that hate films to watch an early cut, honestly, to help us refine it and make it good. So end of January, we'll have a cut, and then it'll come out sometime in 24. We'll see if it goes right to streaming or if we, do something else.
Did you just say you'll be at the Geekscape booth in San Diego promoting the release of this project?
Exactly. Didn't you guys hear me say that? Yes. No, by then, it'll be happening. Absolutely.
Adam, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. Yes. That was nice of you. Everyone's from Detroit here. I love it. Everyone's from
I ain't from Detroit. Guys, I step foot in Detroit and I'm dead. I ain't going to no Detroit. Heidi, get back out of here.
You don't guys. Go to Detroit. Detroit comes to you.
Yeah. So, guys, wait. We got a few minutes left.
I got one thing to...
What do you got?
I got one thing. So, I'm promoting an indie comic of my own. I'm not as far along as
you've been keeping secrets.
I've been keeping secrets, yeah. I've got this going on. So, basically, I've been putting together my own indie comic. These are cards I've got exclusive to LA Comic Con that I'll give out to everybody here. But this is basically for an indie comic.
No, you don't have to take a picture of it, Diallo. He's giving you the card.
I got a QR code for it. So, basically, with the card comes not just the cover.
Mind my own business. I wouldn't have a Galactic podcast if I mind my own business.
No, with the card comes with a QR code where you can get a preview of the first five pages, but it's essentially about a world, sort of a Game of Thrones cutthroat world of supervillains. Five families of supervillains rule over this area, and the main character supposedly works as a henchman for him, but he's actually working undercover on the inside to take them all down. And when he does take them down, is he going to become the hero who saves everybody, or is he going to become the next supervillain? You don't know. So that's the whole idea.
In Geekscape, if you're not familiar with the superhero stuff that you should know, podcast, mm-hmm. Ben's not just like a scrub writer. Like I mean, Ben, you've been writing for a long time.
I've been writing for a bit.
You write like versions of the movies that never came out in the superhero universe.
It's
like
I do audio
the sequel
dramas.
To yeah. Yeah, like the sequel to the 89 Batman. Like, what would a third film look like if it had been done with...
I do audio dramas for a channel called Newverse Creative that basically adapts these and brings in, if we can't get the real Michael Keaton, but there's a great impressionist who does it. And so, like, it creates that idea. And then I also got my first published short story this year. One of my fans actually from the podcast met up with me and had me sign a copy of his story for that. So that's... It was one of my big firsts, too. It was the first time I had to sign it for somebody who wasn't somebody I knew as a family member or friend. So it's been a great year.
Well, that's amazing, Ben. We have to start wrapping up.
I know.
But real quick, an actual superhero just walked in. This is Mr. Captain Man from the Nickelodeon show. Henry Danger and Danger Force. He's in. Cooper Barnes, come in. Hey, Cooper, just come say hi on the mic real fast because I love you, man. Another superhero who was at my wedding. And no, you're fine, dude. Like, come here. Just say hi. Just say hi real quick, and then we got to give our socials and wrap up.
Can I just give you a hug real quick?
Yeah, give me a hug.
How are you?
I'm good. I love you, man.
I love you. Good to see you.
Say hi.
Who am I talking to? Just these lovely folks right here?
We're recording it.
Oh, this is going out on the thing.
Yeah.
On the Geekscape.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Well, we got to start wrapping up.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's all from me.
All right. Christian.
You got all your hot Cooper Barnes news. Right here, and now we're done with that. We can just wrap this thing up.
But I did introduce you to Stan Lee here years ago.
You did introduce me to Stan Lee, and my daughter was a flower girl in your wedding, and I'm so glad you said the name of my show right for the first time ever. You usually call it Harvey Danger, which is that band from the 90s. Yep. But I'm glad that you got
very
it right.
True. All right. Guys, give your socials. Let's wrap up. That's Geekscape, and I love you guys.
Yeah, I'm Christian Blatt. People can find me on Geekscape, but I want to plug at Adventures in 3D, which is my brother-in-law's tabletop and role-playing shop that he has, and that's the dragon that I'm wearing. So I want to plug his, because he's actually out on the floor selling right now, so I wanted to plug his thing.
All right.
And I'm Josh Jackson. You can find me on Geekscape on the Dynamic Resolution video game podcast. I'm also on social media at Inu Joshua.
And hey, I'm Joseph Johnson. I guess I'm going to have an episode of Geek Squad or Geekscape.com coming out very soon. You can find me at Tabletop Jocks on all social media. And go check out the movie All Souls in select theaters coming out this Friday.
Besides, I'm Zach Schaefer, and besides being Bodie Schaefer's dad, you can find me at $2 Late Fee. You can find me at Territory Marks. $2 Late Fee is an 80s movie podcast. Territory Marks is an 80s wrestling podcast. And Podcasting After Dark, which is a cult movie podcast.
Yeah. Nice. This is Ben Wan. Shout out to my manager, Leander Nicholson at Believeland, who's here, as well as my buddy Co. My social is Ben Wan Rider. You can find my website, benwanrider.com, and you can find superhero stuff you should know all over the place on wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Adiala Jackson. You can find us on Instagram, The Galactica Actually. Also, you can look at Angela and the Dark on Instagram, as well as my audiobook fantasy novel, The First Stowell Chronicles, on Instagram. And you can find me at Adiala Jackson at the Armageddon.
Right on. Hey, this is Cooper Barnes. You've heard a lot from me today. You can learn more about me at my website, iHeartJonathanLondonNudes.com. And also at The Real Cooper Barnes on Instagram. And my daughter Ripley wants to say something real quick.
Butt face.
That's what they call me at home.
Ripley. Okay. I'm Heidi Cox, and my handle is at Ms. MS Heidi Cox. And I also have a little production company called Dweeb Darlings, which you can find also at Dweeb Darlings, and that's it.
And that's Geekscape Live. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Geekscape is how much fun was that? I loved having the surprises. How about Cooper Barnes' daughter there at the end? I loved having the surprises, the friends, and I loved hearing everybody's experiences from LA Comic Con 2023. And even though it's December, that does not mean that we are done here. Obviously, we have this live stream here on Friday, December 8th. You can find it on the YouTube, the Twitch, the Facebook, and of course, you're going to hear the Geekscape that we record live as part of that stream. You're going to hear this. You're going to hear that here on this feed in a few days, maybe in a week or so. There's just a lot of content on this feed. So if you're enjoying it, please share it with your friends. It's really important that you share it. Get the word out. Our Spotify wraps were awesome. I finally figured out how to find the Spotify for podcaster stuff because I don't know. I have a personal Spotify and then I have the one that is connected to the Geekscape podcast, and I don't think the two are married very well because I made one before the other, and it just I have to literally go into like I have to go into like incognito mode to log in to see the Geekscape podcast stats. That's what I was walked through by somebody at Spotify to get me to see the Geekscape podcast stats, and wow, I loved seeing those numbers. I had only a vague idea of what our Spotify activity was. And as soon as I got those Spotify wraps, I was just seeing how much we'd grown on Spotify over the last year. And it was awesome. I'm super invigorated by it. We have so much more Geekscape on this very feed coming for the next few weeks and on into the new year. So you're in the right spot. Leave us a review. Share us with your friends. In Geekscape forever.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.